HelloFresh offers delicious, easy-to-prepare recipes and convenient doorstep delivery, plus calorie-smart and carb-smart options to make eating well easier than ever. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code SITUATION16 at HelloFresh.com/SITUATION16.
What's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. That's right, Mike, the Situation from MTV's Jersey Shore. I'm with my beautiful wife for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you knew you never needed. I don't know if I just messed up on it.
Did I mess up on it?
Hey, listen, honey, I'm not perfect. I think that's kind of funny. Anyway, guys, what is happening? It is mid-February, and I'll be honest, I think February is flying by compared to January. January was like a whole year in itself.
February always flies by. It's a short month, but only by like 2 days. And it's Valentine's Day week. So I hope you all have a special time, whether it's with a spouse, a friend, a family member.
They already had Valentine's Day. Isn't Valentine's Day today?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't celebrate on Monday because it's a work day, you know?
No, that's not true. I think that...
Maybe they did it this past weekend.
No. Valentine's Day is like a day that you celebrate on the day. Obviously, you know, the husband or the wife or both will go to work. And at nighttime, you do what you can.
Really? Because I saw a lot of couples out like date night on Saturday night. And they had like, babysitters.
I think you can celebrate on the weekend before. The weekend after, no. It's over.
You missed it.
Yep, you missed it. Try next year.
Fun fact.
What's fun fact?
We got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn, that's right. How many years ago was that?
Four. Wow. We got engaged on Valentine's Day, and you guys got to see it. We did get engaged on season one of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and they don't always include in episodes like what holiday around is happening. Sometimes I think a lot of shows don't like to timestamp episodes and stuff like that. I don't know why they do that. Yeah, but it was like Love Day. It would have been so cute for them to include that it was Valentine's Day, but I don't think they might have. I don't think it was included that it was Valentine's Day.
I think they do that in case they don't want to put something in like chronological order. In case they want to flip it around. Just in case they don't want to play it the way that it happened. It's like
sometimes.
I don't necessarily like that.
Same.
I think our show, if any reality show, is as real as you get. You know what I'm saying? Especially our story. Everyone knows that. I mean, you can't make our story up.
And if you guys want to hear more about the show, if you want to hear more different kind of topics that we haven't really, you know, dove into, so to speak, you can give us a call on our Here's the Sitch hotline. Let us know what topics you want to hear about. And if you have questions or favorite quotes, we always love hearing favorite quotes.
Yeah.
You can give us a call at 732-898-0414. I am going to go to the callers a little bit. My brain is like not keeping up with my mouth today. I'm like a little slow.
Did you take your vitamins?
I didn't because I'm fasting. I can't take vitamins on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the callers shortly this episode. We do want to spend a little time with you guys.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give that number out there because we do focus on things that are going on in our life and ways we overcome them.
Yeah.
And positive quotes and positive, you know, they may seem cliche and cheesy, but they're really how we live our life. And they're definitely how we have found our way and navigated through some very hard times.
Yeah.
So like if you think quotes are cheesy, like you might not have been through some shit. Because sometimes when they resonate with you, you're like, wow, that's insightful information.
Well, even all those big podcasts, like the super big ones, they definitely use quotes.
Oh,
I'm not gonna call them out. But like you'll hear a quote from you know, some of the big guys, you'd be like, oh, wow, that's so cool the way that they said that. It's actually really a quote, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, I hope you guys had an awesome Super Bowl weekend. How about that halftime show? It was definitely nostalgic.
Listen, I was hyped.
All my friends were hyped. We were all sending each other videos of they were all dancing, but this was like your high school years, right?
For me, it was high school. For me, it was like senior year, junior year of high school. But yeah, like Mary J. Blige, oh my God, I almost fell over when she came out. Like I couldn't handle it. And Eminem, oh my God, it was just so good. And like people are saying online that we are old. That if we loved this halftime show.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying like how people were like, sorry, my little
sister. That's good music though. It's good stuff. It is good music.
But people were saying, you know, back in the day, and you'd be like, oh yeah, we don't want to hear the Rolling Stones, who are incredible and who I do love. Or we don't want to see these like old timers. Finally, they gave us some good music. And then people are like, yeah, because you're the old ones now.
You know what? I guess
catering to our demographic.
I can kind of get that point of view, but there are music out there that is sort of, it's just good music. It's just like timeless.
That is
there's music during my parents' generation that I listened to that I played during my wedding. That was just good stuff. Remember that, honey?
Yeah.
It out. Yeah, exactly. So even to this day, there is good music out there, you know, some of the new artists. Do I like everything? No. Do I think a lot of it is, you know, I don't know, sometimes cheesy, yeah.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
The 2000s had a lot of bangers. That halftime show was incredible.
It was.
It's funny because my brother-in-law, one of them, is younger than us. And it's amazing, like, what a couple years, and maybe, like, I don't know, maybe he's, like, 5 to 8 years younger than me. But he made a comment about how Mary J. Blige didn't fit in. He's like, why is she here? Like, it's all these, like, old school rappers. I'm like, yo, you don't know. I'm like, you need to sit down.
Who said that?
Evan. I said to Michelle, I'm like, you guys were too young because...
Mary J.
Was the queen.
She had some fire.
At that time.
Yeah, she had some fire.
Oh, my God. When she came out doing No More Drama, I wish halftime could have been a full time.
She had a ton of bangers. Many, many years ago. And she's a legend. You know, all of them are legends.
All
I mean, listen,
them.
They say that Eminem is, you know, one of the GOATs. And I'd have to agree that. Also, 50.
Yeah.
50 went up there and he's taking some heat today.
I know.
50. And listen, I like 50, so I will not besmirch his good name. But I think he did an awesome job. It was an awesome halftime show. But if you go online, you will see the besmudgeries that are happening about him right now.
Listen, I love 50. I love everybody that was on that halftime stage. I want halftime to be a full time, and I would go see them on tour. Like, they need to just do one show, maybe a New York show, LA show.
Hell yeah, I would probably go.
And we will go there.
And I usually don't show up anywhere. only because...
unless it's work.
Yeah, unless it's work, I'll show up. But sometimes... Listen, people in the streets love BTS. And I went to an event recently, an event that is totally outside of my fan base, my genres. And the streets were, you know, so, what's the word? Favorable towards us.
Yeah, very gracious, very loving, very inviting and warm.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, but we don't go out a lot because it's, you know, you don't really get the, what's the word?
Privacy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go out, you're prepared for it.
It's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you are in the entertainment business, it's like a double-edged sword. You don't get your privacy anymore, but at the end of the day, you kind of wished for this.
Yeah.
So, you worked hard for this. If you did have your privacy and people didn't care, you probably wouldn't be
so popular. And I have to say,
so popular.
Our fans, and especially your fans,
they're
are
so passionate.
So sweet.
So passionate.
And they're so appreciative.
Oh, God.
And they're so warming when we meet them because of how much you've shared in your life, like the good and the bad.
We have a very relatable story.
And yeah, a lot of people have gone through a lot of similar things or maybe different but same or something
came out
like
the other
that.
End. Yep.
Yeah, and they love that you shared that on your platform because you don't always get to see those kind of stories, you know, in the public eye.
And
people come back.
And it's not easy to find those positive stories in tough circumstances.
Yeah.
And we were able to show that, you know, our life has been documented technically the last 13 years. Hasn't been easy, but we walked the line, you know?
And I love, it's so amazing because when it's the hardest for us to film, we just filmed something recently that you guys will see that was very hard to film.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And I knew to not, you know, shut out cameras or say I don't want to film it because I knew that like it wouldn't be doing the subject matter justice. And mm-hmm. I knew that it was a very important moment in our life.
Yep.
And it was hard and it was challenging, but, you know, this is what we do. We power through and we share it. And so many of you are going to be able to relate to what it was. And,
yeah.
And it's just, it's being vulnerable in front of, you know, a camera is very tough, but it's so rewarding because
yeah.
we get to connect with you guys.
Through yeah.
being, and through being that authentic.
Yeah. And I don't know if you were backstage the couple times I did a Nick Cannon show recently, but he said vulnerability is really strength.
Mm.
You know, and that's so true.
It is.
It really is.
I love
so
that.
So when we face some of those tough times, I feel that now my wife steps up. In the past, my wife would like step behind me and be yeah. like, "What are we gonna do, honey?"
Yeah.
But now my wife steps up, so I'm so proud. You know, and it comes from experience, and it comes from having faith in yourself and your God that you know what. The only way through the fire is through it.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
I think it comes from, like you said, being more comfortable and confident in who I am
mm-hmm.
and not worrying about, you know, what's the word?
Judgment, maybe?
Judgment, but not worrying about I can't think of the word. You know
validation?
That, yeah. You know that how you always say you never get 100% approval rating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never
it's
will.
It's very true.
Yeah.
No matter who you are,
yep.
what you're doing, I mean, you will never get 100% approval rating.
I will note that I get a really, really good rating
right now.
You get
a really good high one.
I get a high one right
but
now, for
sure.
But
even you don't get 100%.
Exactly.
Which
yep.
no one gets 100%.
Exactly.
So I've just become so much more comfortable in the decisions and the things that I do that I stand 100% by them, you know?
I also think it comes from what I just said is experience, you know? You've been through some battles before and you stayed in faith. You also had faith in yourself that if you push forward, if you be positive and you address things one day at a time, you can pretty much push through anything. So I think you have more faith in yourself now, you know, because of some of the things that have happened to you in the past, some of these trials and tribulations that you have passed with flying colors, but only because you believed in yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think right now you have, as you pass these tests year by year, you have less and less insecurities and more confidence.
All right, guys. So if you are loyal listeners of Here's the Sitch podcast, you know how much my husband and I love our Helix Sleep mattress. When we first moved into this house a few years ago, we hit up Helix Sleep and we did their super quick quiz online to find out the best fit mattress for us. And we've been sleeping on it since then and we absolutely love it. Not only that, but we ended up ordering more and getting them for our guest bedrooms because that's how much we just love Helix Sleep. So if you guys are in the market for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store again because who wants to shop in person? We do everything online these days, including mattress shopping. So head over to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but guys, I promise you, you will. Helix also has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never too far away. Helix is offering a very special discount code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. Helix is offering $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's $200 off every mattress order and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. This is the best deal they've given us so far. So if you are in the market or if you're just tired of not getting quality sleep, now is the time to take advantage of this. They have over 12,000 5-star reviews. You guys will absolutely love your new Helix mattress. Yeah, I think also becoming a parent, going through pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
while filming a TV show. Yep. I mean, we filmed the Pocono season. I was, what, seven and a half, almost 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, and then we had that complication with Romeo.
Yeah, and you just don't give a fuck anymore, for lack of a better word, of little, like, stupid things. You're just so focused on what's important that...
Well, they say that's the freedom you gain when
you get older.
When you get older and you start living life and you start, you know, doing the right things. If you weren't doing the right things, you probably would have an insecurity and, you know, certain things would hold you back.
Like a guilty conscience. Yeah, but I think
since you have been walking that line and trying to improve in life and making good decisions and working on yourself and being a good person. And again, no one is perfect, but when you day after day continue to try to beat your old self, yeah. I'm telling you guys, it's winning right there. You know, I never compare myself to anyone. I'm always trying to beat myself from the day before. Also, I have some pretty amazing friends that I call family, and these guys are also all killing the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In business and in life. And that's what they say. I don't know if I said it before. I probably did. But it's also who you hang around with, you know.
Oh, 100%.
You know, the books that you read, the movies that you watch, that's more diet than the food that you eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Those materials kind of shape you and your decisions and who you are moving forward. So every single decision from probably the movie I think that you're going to consume, whether it's like a positive movie, an uplifting movie or book – you know, how you spend your free time.
Yeah.
The five friends that you hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, do you exercise and do you try to eat well? And, you know, do you try to have positive, meaningful relationships? Like, all that stuff shapes you. You know, it all matters. And I didn't really realize this until in my 30s. You know what I mean? In my 20s, I was like, oh, whatever happens, happens. And what happens, guys, is I went to prison.
But also, not to be like, you know, go down that road. But a lot of the people you surrounded yourself with back then are not.
They're not around. They're not around. And nothing against, you know, some of those people that I used to hang out in back in the day. They weren't doing positive things. And they didn't necessarily, I'm also going to put this out because I read a DM this morning. And that they really didn't really influence me. I was always
I was
always the leader
to be around those people. Yes, I was. That's what you wanted to do.
I'm still the leader today in doing positive things. But yes. In my 20s, I was that leader that was trying to get in trouble.
But it is very true. Of the five people you spend the most time with, is who you become.
Yeah, it is. You need to have positive people around you. You need to try to go to positive places. I say it all the time. You got to try to remove any negativity in your life. And if there's a lot, it's fine. It happens. You know what I mean? Life is a long journey. But little by little, one day at a time, you got to start checking things off the box and removing that negativity.
So you know what I want to talk a little bit about? Did you watch Euphoria or did you fall asleep when I watched it last night?
I have been watching Euphoria's. I have been. And they are covering addiction right now. I see.
Yeah, the whole show is. You were away when season one came out, so you haven't watched the full season one.
I haven't watched full season one.
But you've been watching the full season two with me, and I was just curious on your take on it, because to me, it's, I mean, I haven't seen so many shows. I'm sure there are other shows on addiction where they show really dark, like, facts of what it is.
They are showing some pretty dark, realistic facts right now of what it's like to go through addiction, what it's like for a family member to go through addiction, you know, and it is a very bleak future, you know. Yeah. What I mean, the mother, you know, she can't find the help, she can't find the detox, they probably don't have the money. It is not easy, you know what I mean?
It's very sad, but what I liked about this most recent episode was how they showed more of Ali and his position, basically, in his own recovery, and has his own foundation and is there to help people. And there's always people like that.
Which one is Ali? Which one is he?
He was the one that came at the end of the episode and came over and talked for them. She met him at meetings. He was supposed to be her sponsor.
Yep.
He was in season one too, but he calls her on her shit. Mm. And you really only see him on the show when she's going to meetings, either because she has to, for, you know.
You know what? A lot of people. I guess it hasn't sunk in. It's a pretty simple program, you know what I mean? And it has pretty awesome results if you kind of stay the path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like a checklist of things that you have to do, you know? And I've said it a number of times. And, you know, you have to, you know, you have to raise your hand and say, I need help. That's like the first step. You have to realize that drugs and alcohol have, you know, made you powerless.
Yeah.
And it's time to put your hands up and be like, dude, I made some mistakes. It's time to get honest. That's huge. It's huge to get honest and say, I need the help. I've made these mistakes. And then you have to take steps, immediate steps to go to, you know, treatment. That's the first step right there. Whether a scholarship, which they do exist. Also, whether you have insurance and you call your insurance company and you try to enroll in a rehab. They're not, you know, cheap, but there are ways to get help. Because I know even anybody that's watching this, any of the subscribers and these listeners, there are someone, whether yourself or a family member, has been touched by addiction. And it is tough. And I remember when my mom was going through it, you know, many, many years ago, and even you, later on, you don't know, you don't have the education on it. You don't know where to turn, who to call and things like that.
Well, that's
and the resources. There's a ton of resources out there.
Well, that's why I wanted to say that, if, you know, if you're in a position like that, there's people like Ali out there. Like,
yeah.
Go to meetings, go to NAA, go to Al-Anon if the addict isn't willing to go.
And what is Al-Anon?
That's for the family.
That's members. For the families. Thank you.
So if you're, you know, the person that's struggling, isn't getting the help, you could go to meetings for yourself and you can meet people like that will help you, you know, get in the right direction because they've been down the same road as you.
Exactly.
So they know how to get to the solutions when it's a really hard path in front of your face. And I'll be honest with you, like Mike went through that. I was with him when he went through that. There are people out there that are like that. We know many of them. And it doesn't cost money to meet them, to go to a meeting and build some relationships and find that help. And it is very challenging. It was really sad how they ended that episode because the mom's crying about, you know, trying to get her into treatment. And that's a struggle everyone faces. My mom faced that a lot with my brother. I know a lot of people struggle with that. And it's really important to use the resources that you have free to you, whether it's the meetings.
Yeah, the meetings.
Just getting a good network of people that are there that have been through it that can help you get on the right track.
Yeah, I would first.
They might not come over and cook for you like he did. That was a little but they might.
You know, my sponsor, Ed, would definitely go cook.
He would definitely cook for you. He's amazing.
Yeah, he would definitely
cook. They would do anything to help you because you know what? When they were down, somebody did it for them.
Yeah.
And somebody helped them find their way.
Exactly. You know, if you're having trouble finding, you know, a facility or finding resources, I wouldn't give up.
No,
you know what I mean? I would make a phone call and do some research and I'd go from there. And speaking of a number, we also do have a helpline, which is 1-888-270-5712. As we work on the side at Banyan Treatment Centers, to try to educate and inform people of our story and get them the help that they need. So if you or someone that you know is suffering from the disease of addiction or a mental illness, please call 1-888-270-5712. And after that step, I would say, if you're still having trouble, I would start to go to support meetings. They're free. And I think in that particular situation, you'll bump into, you know, people that are in recovery that have tons of resources and they know who has the scholarships. And if they see you go to a meeting and you're asking for help, someone will find the help for you. I'm telling you.
Yep.
You know,
and those meetings, a lot of people at them work at facilities
or
they have
100%.
You know, best friends or family members or someone who works at a facility who can try to help you navigate that system because it is a system and it's challenging, but there's always a way.
But that's the first step right there. You gotta go get the help, you know, and you gotta go to detox and you gotta you gotta go to rehab too. The rehab is more mental than it is physical. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes down to those behaviors and those negative traits that you do on a daily basis, you have to reverse that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the only way to reverse that stuff is staying away from negative people, places, and things. You got to get the 30 to 60 days in the rehab, also getting that therapy and starting to relearn positive, you know, behaviors, going back to the gym, loving yourself again, looking in the mirror, taking care of yourself, staying away from those negative people, staying away from those negative places. That's, what you have to do. It's so funny. Last night I looked at a DM and someone saw that I was celebrating Super Bowl with, my family, and I had a photo with my son, and they were like, "How do you stay sober on the Super Bowl?" And I looked at it like, this is a ridiculous question, but it really isn't, because when you are in the grips of addiction and you are probably in your 20s, you are like programmed that if, a lot of the times to go out and drink on the weekends, which, some people can, but, I can't, because I've learned who I am and I have an addictive personality. Most of your life, like I said, you're trained to be like, all right, if I'm sad, maybe I'll have a drink. If I'm upset or I broke up my boyfriend, and I have anxiety, here is, some more medication. There's a medication for everything out there. We really don't need anything. You need some exercise, some good food, some air, some sunlight, some sleep, some sex, and some love and some positivity. And I think that's it. And that's, listen, if I have a bad day, guys, my wife will let me cheat on my diet.
Yeah. Also, we're at a different stage in our life too. So like, we were at a family member's house and we had babies crawling around. It was like an episode of Rugrats. There were babies all over the floor with their cousins.
You know what I mean? It's the happiest time of my life right now.
It is. But, you don't need a substance for that. I think sometimes you just kind of get in your own way. And it's like Mike said before, it's a really simple program. And it really is. It's just up to the person to decide that they want to commit their life
to being sober. Oh, my God.
That's the hardest part, is you deciding. That's the hardest part.
I said that on the Wendy show when we went. I said a lot of people, they don't realize that they are waiting for someone to save them. They're waiting year after year. It's going to happen. Someone's going to knock on my door. Someone's going to save me. No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to tell you to get your butt up and get on the treadmill and exercise. No one's going to stop you from eating that unhealthy food that's going to deteriorate your body. You have to realize that the only person that's going to save you is the person in the mirror, is you. You got to make the positive choices on a daily basis. You got to make your schedule. You got to do that business plan. You got to get yourself on a better diet. It's all up to you.
All right, guys, here at Here's the Sitch podcast, my husband and I always try to be our best self. And one of those things that keeps us healthier than ever and convenient is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why they're America's number one meal kit. So with HelloFresh, since they deliver your pre-portioned ingredients to your door, you don't have to wait in long lines, ensuring you don't waste money on excess food and you don't waste any time. Time is money, especially as a parent. So I love being able to have these quality ingredients and meals delivered right to us. I also love HelloFresh because they include, the exact amount of ingredients that you need. So with a lot of recipes, if you're looking out of a cookbook at home, you might be missing that one ingredient because you don't have that spice that you don't use often. But HelloFresh includes everything in their packages. So they also have fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, with 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low calorie and carb conscious options. We are trying to stay healthy and fit this year, so we are all about the fit and wholesome recipes. We love them so much. Also, HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. So that means that you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That is money back in your pocket.
We have a special promo for our Here's the Sitch listeners, of course. So all you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/situation16 and use code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation16 with code situation16 for up to 16 meals free, of course, and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and they are Situation Household approved.
I also got another DM this morning, which was so weird. It was like, you know, oh my God, you haven't answered my DM. I get, to be honest with you guys, I get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of DMs per day. Actually, to the point where I've seen some business DMs that I missed recently, like, you know, the blue check mark people. I guess Instagram just like updated their platform, and now it immediately goes to, you know, the blue check marks and the highest people, like some business DMs. Anyway, whatever, it doesn't even matter. Somebody DM'd me and they were so upset. They started off that they needed help and this and that, you know, and they were mad because I didn't answer a DM. And I'm thinking to myself, this person is so mad at themselves. And I understand that a lot of the times when people don't have, you know, a positive life, or they start to deflect and point the finger at others, you know? Mm-hmm. But the only thing that is going to help you is you at the end of the day. And once you help yourself through possibly example of what I'm doing, or that I work on the side of treatment centers, or that I share my story and that inspires you to make better decisions, that's where the help starts. I can't force and pick you up and take you to rehab. You know what I'm saying? I can only do this in this inspiration through an example.
Yeah.
I can live a sober life. I can be healthy. I can be positive. I can be successful. And I can show you that that is the way. But like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. Mm. You need to put the work in yourself, enroll in a rehab, get your life together. This person was telling me that their life is destroyed and their marriage. This is all of your own doing. You know, you need to put that work in and make those good decisions. My wife is looking at me. I'm going off on a tangent. Anyway, no one is going to save you guys. You have to save yourself. You use stories like mine as inspiration to make better decisions and say, you know what? If Mike can do it, I can do it too. And as you start to do those positive things, other people around you will start to see that. It's almost like a karma type of thing, almost like a dominoes. And you will feel better. You will look better. You will do better. You know, you'll be better at your job, your relationships, your wife. It's like a giant, you know, avalanche of awesome stuff. But you got to start from square one and do it for yourself.
Very true.
My wife said she gave me the look that I went off on a tangent. It's okay, guys.
It's okay. I want to go over to our callers because you guys are what we're here for. We made this podcast to answer your questions, to give you guys advice, to talk about our experience, strength, and hope, and our story, and to just share our platform to help you guys in whatever you need. So I'm going to head over to the callers. The phone number, if you want to call in, is 732-898-0414. And that is the Here's the Sitch hotline.
My name's Eileen. I'm a single mom. I take care of my disabled son. I just want to know, one of the reasons I love you guys is because you're always so positive. And I just want to know how you stay that way. Because I know your life can't be 100% roses and peaches, you know, you got to get down sometimes. I just want to know how you stay so positive, because I get in my head a lot and begin to feel down, and I have a hard time getting out of it. I love you guys, and I watch you guys so much because you are so positive and you give me inspiration. So I just want to know what your secret is. Thanks a lot. Love you guys.
I believe that positivity is a choice. And I feel that, you know, sometimes I do get down. Very rarely, but it happens. But the reason I don't get down a lot is because I'm always working on myself. I'm always on the path of self-improvement, whether mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. And if there's any negativity in my life, I will check it off and remove it. that's a lifelong pursuit that, you know, is so rewarding. And so if I know that I'm working on myself and I'm gaining inches, whether I'm exercising or dieting or, you know, being good to my family, if I know that I'm working in all those areas, it's impossible to really get depressed, because you know that you're getting better in life, you know, become better, not bitter. And I'm always trying to become better. I'm always working on beating myself from the day before. And that is how I don't really get depressed, because I know that I'm gaining on my goals and my dreams every single day, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm always busy too.
I think it's different for everyone. I think you have to find what makes you feel good. And I'm not talking about a glass of wine or a substance. I'm talking about like, for some people, it's moving their body. For some people, it's, you know, high intensity workouts. For some people, it's a walk, like a stroll outside every day. And, you know, maybe you don't love to work out, but you love being outdoors. It like regenerates you and re-energizes your inspiration and just feeling good. And for some people, it's meditating. Like, you want to just try all these different positive things until you find the thing that's like, wow, I had a really good day when I started my day that way, or I did that. And of course, we're human. I have days that I don't feel great and then I'm depressed, but I don't allow myself to stay there. That's the main thing. If I'm feeling that way, I immediately will get in the shower, because that's just like, change your mind frame. And you know who taught me that? My husband. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just kind of like moping around and in your feels, like, you know, go shower. It kind of just like washes that energy off. 100%. And then you start new. You try, maybe you don't want to work out that day, but maybe, you know, you call a family member that you haven't talked to in a while. You go get coffee with someone that you haven't made time for. Or just like, you know, different things for everyone. No one's the same. But the main rule for me is not allowing yourself to stay in that space. So like, you're smart. You're able to say, I'm depressed right now.
Yep.
So then how do you change that?
Oh, yep.
Instead of saying, I'm depressed, period, you should be like, I'm depressed, comma, I'm going to do this about it.
Yes.
I'm going to start to try different things.
Oh my God. Amazing. My wife that was awesome, honey.
Well, because that's how I do it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what you have to do. You need to find about the solution.
Yeah.
And what is the solution for the problem? And that's what it is. You know, whether it's exercise, whether it's a shower, whether it's a book, whether it's a movie, you know, there's so
like,
many
it could be
things.
Cuddling with your dog. Like, it could be, you know, Mosey is like the best therapist ever. I used to call my one-on-one sessions with Mosey like my most important therapy time, you know?
You know what they say? The secret of your success is in your daily schedule, or lack thereof.
Well, that's the other thing too. You have to have a schedule.
Yeah.
You can't like, you know, do the whole work to live Monday through Friday and then Saturday lay there like, ugh, I have no purpose. Like, no, you should have a routine that you do every Saturday and every Sunday where you do self-care and do things for yourself and your home and your family or your animals or whatever is part of your life that's important.
Also, to go on to, I guess, tap on top of that. Last week, I had a good week in the gym, you know, 5 days in the gym, but my diet wasn't the best. You know, am I down about it? No. Do I know that the next week after that I'm going to get another 5 days in the morning before work or before whatever I'm doing? And then I'm going to attempt to have a better diet, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I think that's called habit stacking. That's what that is called.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Hi, my name's Tiffany, calling from Maine. I'm just wondering, for both Mike and Lauren, who are the three people who have been the most influential to you and why?
Influential probably would be, and I've said this before in an interview, would definitely be The Rock. You know, he's definitely one of the hardest workers in the room. And I kind of modeled my reality TV personality after his wrestling character when I was younger. I'm like, what happens? And they never had this in reality TV. What happens if there was a larger than life personality in reality TV? And that's when I came up with the situation. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, he's a family man. He's a hard worker. He's a TV star. He's into working out and taking care of himself. And so am I. So if there was any inspiration, that one would be for me. And it's a good one. You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting high, guys. Other than that, I'd have to think about any other inspiration besides my wife. My wife pushes me to be the best husband and father that I can be on a daily basis. And, you know, I think that could be one of the best inspirations because me and my wife, we've known each other for, I don't know, 17 or 20 years or something. And we have such history together and we've been through so much. So every day I work so hard to improve on myself, improve on our life. Because, you know, we have that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that that's a really good question, but I think I'd have to really think about it. But the two or the three people instantly, I would say, like, collectively, my parents as a whole.
I would definitely say your parents.
Yeah. Are the first most influential people to me because they are literally who raised me and who are responsible for so many of like the values. Yep, and
I agree.
The responsibility and how I've may have been like when you go, you know, when you're young and you act up and you're a teenager in your 20s, I've always, even at like the height of my acting up, I always was a hard worker. I always worked extremely hard in any job and any career I ever had. And I really attribute that to my parents and the examples they led for me.
Yeah.
And taking pride in who I am. And I also...
Couple's goals, for sure.
Yeah.
And your mom, yeah, they're amazing.
And I also... I just lost my train of thought. But
you're about to say your husband.
Well, I was going to say you, but I was going to elaborate as to why those were the first that came to my mind. And they definitely have just naturally had the most influence over my life because as an adult, then you realize like the value of your parents even more and you appreciate them even more and you understand things they've gone through differently now that you're an adult, now that you're a parent. So definitely them. And then of course, my husband, who has literally transformed his entire life from, and to actually be there and witness it. When he was coming back from like the depths of hell, you know, and had really nothing, you know, no prospects, like nothing, like all his literal possessions and storage of what he had left and just working on himself and not getting distracted with worrying about how he was going to figure anything out. It was just, I'm going to fix me first. And he focused on that one day at a time until it became months and then years and then, you know, literally habit stacking to the point where he is where he is today. And he never stopped improving himself. So he stayed on that path of self-improvement. And that alone is like that influence, having that positivity. And I always say it, his recovery and his program of his sobriety has transformed my life from the things that I've learned in it. And I'm not an addict and I never was, but it's not about addiction. It's about bettering yourself and it's about choosing yourself and making the best decisions to have a healthy and happy life. Mm-hmm. And that's what that program is about.
Hi, Michael Boren. This is Christina. I heard myself on the podcast today, so I wanted to call and follow up. I just wanted to let you know that a lot of what I was talking about, I should have clarified. My husband just drinks. He just only has a couple, like, Bud Lights or Michelob Ultras. Like, he's a very light drinker. He just likes to go to bars and, like, play darts and things like that. He goes about twice a week. When I said about the drunk and high thing, that was more of his friends. They like to smoke weed. But other than that, me and him have had a conversation about why I'm being triggered is that there's parts of myself that I haven't healed from. You know, even though I had 4 years of sobriety, which is a huge blessing and a huge accomplishment, there's something along the way that went wrong for me. And I'm just trying to figure out what it is. I think some of it is that my core of my faith, like my core foundation, so to speak, is what kept me so strong. Like I have always believed in God. I was raised in a Christian household, and I've just grown more spiritual as an adult, and I kind of let that go, and it got kind of shaky for a little bit, and I noticed when I let that go, and I had that fear, especially with everything that went on in the last couple of years, I feel like that really contributed to my FOMO, to my relapse, and a lot of what Mike was saying about self-love is so true and so important. I feel like all the things that helped me for almost 4 years of sobriety, I didn't focus on anymore and I let it go. So that's why me being around my husband's negative friends and that lifestyle triggered me so much. Because if I was strong with who I was, it wouldn't have. So I am back being sober for almost three months now. So I'm on a much better path. And I'm like, you know what? If I did almost 4 years clean and sober, I can absolutely do it again. So thank you so much, though, for everything that you guys do, because you guys are so inspirational and you've helped me so much. And I know you've helped many, many other people as well.
Oh, damn. Well, it looks like she's returned to give us an update, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I honestly feel like we need to, I don't know, I just love having more in-depth conversations with you guys.
Yeah,
so I agree. Feel comfortable to always call back with updates, and because then we can give more well-rounded advice to what you're going through instead of just general surface, because it's hard to really know everyone's situation. But I'm glad that you are sober for almost 3 months now.
Yeah, one day at a time.
And I think you answered your question and you really found your reason. And I think it's kind of what we've been saying this whole podcast, is that you can never get off the road of self-improvement.
Yep.
Especially being a recovering addict and someone in sobriety.
Yep.
I mean, everyone in life, to be a healthy, happy human, you should never get off the path of self-improvement.
I'm telling you, that's my secret sauce right there.
But most especially if you're wanting to stay sober for your lifetime, then you don't have room for straying from that road.
Exactly. It's
nothing but destruction, and you've been there, done that, and you know where it's going to lead you.
Yeah. I mean, right now I love on a daily basis trying to chase progress, trying to make good decisions, trying to get ahead and be better than the day before. If I didn't have that, I'm sure, you know, what they say, idle hands are for the devil. You know, you can start to go the other way. So, you know, I've said it before. There's a positive and a negative wolf inside of us, and it's what you choose to feed wins the game, wins the day. And I choose to feed myself positivity on a daily basis. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch.
All right, stay healthy and stay happy, and have a great week, guys.